Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
The hunting season for Kenai Peninsula brown bears in Units 7 and 15 will close by emergency order on Thursday, June 27th at 11:59 p.m. for both residents and non-residents, and will remain closed for the remainder of the 2024 calendar year. Brown bear hunting on the Kenai Peninsula is managed under a registration permit. This management strategy is consistent with the Board of Game recommendations adopted on March 18, 2015. During the 2022, 2023, and 2024 calendar years, 56, 46, and 50 reported total human-caused mortalities of brown bears, of which 15, 10, and 10 were identified as adult females. The three-year average for the 2024 calendar year is currently 11.7 adult female brown bears. We monitor this hunt and this harvest very closely, and hunters have succeeded. Hunters selecting to harvest male bears rather than female bears have allowed the season to remain open as long as it has. Closing the season at this point may allow additional reproductive age female bears to remain in the population for future years, said Regional Supervisor Cynthia Wardlow. Providing hunting opportunities and managing a sustainable brown bear population are both important on the Kenai Peninsula. These emergency orders close the brown bear season for the remainder of the 2024 calendar year and will expire on December 31, 2024. The season will reopen on January 1, 2025. The second annual King of the River Food Drive begins next week. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The King of the River Food Drive is just around the corner. The annual event put on by the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank pits the cities of Kenai and Soldotna against one another to see which community can bring in more food donations. The mayor of the winning city will throw the first pitch at the Peninsula Oilers game on July 12th. 2024 marks the second time the King of the River will allow the two cities to square off against one another, but it's all in a spirit of camaraderie, says Kenai Peninsula Food Bank Executive Director Greg Meyer.
Yep, it's friendly fun, we always say, friendly competition.
According to Meyer, the contest began in 2023 and is a joint project between the food bank and the Kenai Boys and Girls Club.
This was a brainchild of Jeff DeLifka and working with the Boys and Girls Club, so it's kind of been a collaborative effort.
This year, the contest begins at the 4th of July parade and extends through July 11th. Donations include non-perishable food and monetary donations to the food bank. In the first annual contest, food was donated at drop-off points across the two communities, but Meyer says that will change this year.
The one thing we're doing a little different this year, the drop-off sites are going to be the two chamber offices and the food bank. Last year we did some like out on the road, you know, had the truck out in the community in different spot, and we decided it was more effective to center it in the two chamber buildings and at the food bank.
The drive culminates on July 12th at Coral Seymour Park, where the winner will be crowned, and the mayor of the winning city will throw out the ceremonial first pitch of the Peninsula Oilers game against the Chugiak Eagle River Chinooks. Not only do participants have an opportunity to give back to their community, but anyone who donates will be entered to win $1,000. The winner will be drawn at the Oilers game on July 12th. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
An Anchorage Superior Court judge has ruled that opponents of Alaska's ranked choice election system violated state campaign finance laws in their efforts to gather signatures for a repeal ballot measure. According to the Alaska Beacon, Judge Laura Hartz upheld almost all fines issued in January by the state's campaign finance regulator and concluded that Alaska's True Sources closure laws apply to ballot measures. Those laws state that if a nonprofit contributes to a political campaign, it must reveal the names of its donors, the true source of the money. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.